Are you going to report back?
Yeah.
Okay, the committee is out of closed session, and I will turn the time over to Keith Dan to report back.
So pursuant to Government Code Section 11-126-C18-C, we conducted a closed session. We did review one application regarding the extension, and that was approved.
Okay, thank you. All right, item 11, chair vacancy. At this point, we're going to initiate some discussion on chair, and is there anybody that wants to lead that discussion in this matter?
I make a motion that we nominate Jim Mealy.
Wait, I second. No,
I think this is just
discussion.
Discussion, not for a vote.
I love your
discuss.
Well, part of the government code section allows the committee to nominate a chair for a specific period of time. So this is just a discussion of that at this point. Since Chair Spiegel stepped down and we had nominated Vice Chair James Mealy, he will be conducting these meetings until a chair is appointed. But this is just a discussion item for you guys to talk about, not for a vote.
And did you clarify who actually makes the appointment?
It's the committee itself. It's you guys discussing who is the best candidate or who you feel is nominated. So it's just a discussion.
Okay.
Let's discuss, Jim.
Well, I would just like to say, I think since Chief Mealy has been acting and has been involved in the committee for a long period of time, it makes sense for us just continuity that we elect him potentially as chair.
I concur as well.
Oh, you guys.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, you're too kind.
So, Ms. Michelle, would this need to be an agenda item in December, or can it be taken as a vote now since it's on the agenda?
Since it's not designated as a vote or a discussion, it's just an item, then I think a vote would be appropriate at this time.
To what?
If there's a motion and a second, a vote would be appropriate.
I really thought you were going to say until December, and I was going to agree with that one.
So the other part of that...
There's certainly no downside to actually noticing it and taking the vote at that time.
Yeah.
I would think that would probably be appropriate.
Is there an exigency that requires it now?
Yes, and I was, for public comment, maybe there's somebody comment out there, so I think that it would probably be more appropriate and more transparent if we did it that way.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to go is have it on the agenda and have public comment.
Duly noted.
And
so,
also, what about...
Question, Mr. Chair?
Wait a minute. So, I'm Chair. Let me ask my question first.
All right. Sorry, Chair.
That's all right. What about a Vice Chair, Michelle?
That's what I was going to ask.
Okay. See, great minds.
That is actually not on the agenda.
So, my question is, could we do that the next time also? Put those on there and have... Okay.
Exactly. We haven't set up our next agenda, so that's clearly something you can put on the next agenda.
Sounds good.
All right. Should we have some discussion on the vice chair? Is there any volunteers? I mean, that's probably the best way. Mark, why are you sliding back? Okay. Anybody? Any discussion? Anybody?
I'll put city manager as vice chair. I'll put that out there. They've been, for continuity purposes,
happy to serve.
Okay. All right, so then we'll put that on the agenda for our next meeting. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, so report. Any of our members have anything to report that they would like to discuss? We need to go down.
He usually goes down the list. From right to left.
Right to left. Am I right?
You're right.
I have nothing to report. Okay. Mr. Chair. Nothing to report.
I have nothing to report. And, we need names on the backside. so I can know who is who. That's what we need here. Keith?
Done.
Anything to report?
Yeah, I have one thing to report. Actually, two things.
Can you say your name?
Joe Dominic. Thank you, Michelle. At the last SSPS meeting in March, DOJ staff provided an update on Microsoft Cloud Computing and documentation and readiness. And at that time, we said that we reported that we had all the roles and responsibilities, which is essentially a matrix document showing what responsibilities are for agency and for the cloud service provider, completed. It was a misunderstanding. Staff were still working on completing and finalizing that matrix with Microsoft, which I've been told by staff that should be completed within a month or so. No later than 2 months, but I'm hoping 1 month. So that's just one clarification I wanted to bring up based on what was discussed at the last SSPS. And we do have one active application in, I believe it's Chula Vista. So we're using that as an opportunity to test the documentation and finalize that, so that's working well, and we're using that as a use case and hope to have that application here completed and before the committee chairman to be able to discuss. And another thing I wanted to mention is also that the FBI just released the CJIS security policy version 5.5. So we'll be updating it on Clue, as we already have, thank you. And then as well as if you go to Google or Yahoo, you can easily search CJIS FBI security policy version 5.5, and it'll give you a link to it. It's all over the internet. So I would recommend everybody take a look at that. Also, the FBI has also released a document that describes the changes and the impact and what's been added or revised in the policy. So there's a really nice document that kind of also covers the changes.
Okay, thank you.
I have nothing to report.
Mr. Chair, I don't know how we pick venues, but I'd like to offer the State Operations Center for one of our meetings in, prospectively.
Okay, thank you very much, Chief. Appreciate that, thank you.
Can I work with you, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. At this point, the CAC will entertain discussion and open forum public comment from the public. You're invited to come to the podium and for your public comment. Yes, sir, please. You don't have to, but if you wouldn't mind stating your name, you don't have to, but
thank
please.
You. Good afternoon. My name is Alfredo. I'm the class administrator for Sacramento County Sheriff Department. And I just have a question in regards to cloud computing. We have two agencies in Sacramento County that are working towards cloud computing. Specifically, Amazon Cloud and also using Office 360. So my request is if we could kindly have a more clear black and white explanation of what requirements, you know, all the items of what they need to prepare for cloud computing. And what they can use to transfer information in Office in regards to class. That's all.
I can take that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Alfredo. So, the California Department of Justice, what we did is we did adjudication agreement with Microsoft and Amazon to provide personal screening, training, and we also looked at their architecture at a point in time and documentation. For security compliance, and provided those services. What we're doing right now with Microsoft is trying to work through, in Amazon we have that documentation already completed, and what the documentation is, it's nothing more than an Excel spreadsheet, a matrix if you will, that goes down and lists all the shalls and all the requirements for CJIS security policy, and showing who's responsible for what, whether it's Microsoft or agency. So everybody needs to know who's responsible should there be an audit, right, for that particular compliance. We're really close in completing that with Microsoft. Once that's done, you would work with Microsoft or Amazon, in this case both, to to submit a CLETS application in for review that with that matrix document that helps to identify the responsibilities. So that would come through and we would review it and then we'd be fast-tracked because we've done some preliminary checks and balances. But the ongoing commitment of security and compliance is between Microsoft and agency. We've done this as a service, when I say us, DOJ has done this as a service to law enforcement agencies because we've heard that they wanted to look at utilizing this type of technology. With that, as it's important that there's shared responsibility there between the agency and Microsoft to ensure continued compliance. Hope that answers the question, Alfredo, but yeah. Really it's to put that in place so agencies can submit and leverage cloud computing with a level of confidence, but knowing that there's still due diligence required at the agency level to know what services are being implemented or taken advantage of or being utilized and what the compliance responsibilities are. And that's one of the things that we're doing with Microsoft to make sure that we have that documentation for law enforcement. So when they go, agencies, when they go forward with the taking advantage of that type of service.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Mark Reese. I'm the CLETS coordinator for Allen County and for Allen County SO. Now, I have a question on the cloud requirements. Is Amazon and Microsoft being the, is it the basis for the requirements for the CLETS coordination between the state and local areas? Or could, hypothetically, could somebody build their own cloud? And where could you find those specifications that would meet DOJ requirements if you built your own?
Should I take that as well?
Yes.
So the CEDAR security policy describes, which is essentially the NIST 853 moderate, but more so, there's other requirements as well for administrative controls. But if you look through the CEDAR security policy, there's also a cloud computing kind of piece in that policy, along with all the requirements. So just like a county providing IT services to a law enforcement, a criminal justice agency, it's no different. Anyone can meet the requirements for service, as long as they meet the requirements, right?
So it's based on the requirements and the specifications to be CEDAR security in line with what currently approved methods.
Exactly. So if you look at this as at an agency level, whether you're county or criminal justice, it's what you have on your raised floor, right? And how you're protecting your data and getting access to it. So when it's in the cloud, it's no different. Or whether or not you want to establish your own private cloud and the money that goes behind doing something like that. There's a lot of money spent by Microsoft and Amazon ensuring compliance, not only the CEDAR security policy, but it's also FISMA and everything else. There's just a litany, HIPAA, financial. There's a lot that is put into that, but certainly any agency can go and try, meet those requirements and implement on their own.
Well, imagine that. The only other question I had is, I haven't seen the 5.5 FBI policy, but the requirements on the SSL versus the T1.1 and T1.1.2, has it changed or is it still the same under the new guidelines?
I don't believe they changed that too much, but I know that there is some updates to that because of certificates and some vulnerabilities, so you have to take a look at that. You look at the matrix document that the FBI posted, but it tells you what all the changes are. But for example, they have security awareness training now. They've added another category, which is janitors, which means they don't have access to data, electronic or paper.
You're talking about the practitioner
level. Right. So we created that as another level because we don't want to put the same level of scrutiny on a janitor we do as somebody who's using criminal justice data. So that's one, and also I believe it's like, for example, fax machines.
Yes.
So if anybody's faxing data over like electronic mediums, electronic faxing system, it's going to require FIPS 140-2 requirements, as opposed to if it's analog.
Then you just build a mnemonic to the term ID that it needs to
spec. Right. So.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to add one other thing for the cloud computing. On CLUE, there, if you look under the CLETS administration section, there is a blank DOJ matrix that has all the CEGIS controls that we're looking at along with Microsoft, and then we're also looking along with Amazon. So it's a template that we would require, you would just have to, since you would own the whole thing, you would have to be responsible for meeting the security controls for the entire document. But it is available on Clue.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay.
Sheriff Neely, I do want to bring into the record a letter we received from the Electronic Frontier Foundation yesterday evening that was provided to the CAC members today that we will be entering into public record.
Okay. So noted. Thank you very much. Okay, before we adjourn, I do want to say publicly for the public and for this board also, we want to thank Karen Wong from the Office of Emergency Services, Larry Spikes, that represented the California State Association of Counties, and also good friend Sam Spiegel, who was the chair of this committee and served, all these people served so valiantly and so graciously in the capacity of this, and so we want to thank them both. Just as importantly, I want to personally welcome again Commander Mike Carroll. Welcome. Chief Pazin, welcome. Thank you so much, and Chief Seal, thank you so much for your dedication that will be in this committee. So with that, our next scheduled meeting will be December 2016, and if there's nothing else to do, we will go ahead and adjourn. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Steve.
Get the next meeting.